News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Office leasing has fallen to its lowest level in more than a decade in Dublin, according to the recent research from JLL. So what should be done with Ireland's empty offices? News Talk's Sarah Madden has been examining the issue.
Dublin's offices used to be pillars of hard work. Bustling places full of motivated workers commuting into the capital. But changing work trends have altered our attitudes to the office.
It's nice to be able to stay home and have a bit more time, like avoid the commute.
Leaving more and more primarily located buildings lying empty.
At the moment, there's an overall market vacancy rate of 15.4%.
So what can be done with the city's vacant office blocks?
O'Donovan Rings have converted a former nightclub and turned it into a vertical farm, and they use the produce for their hotel next door to it.
And how could a post-pandemic problem help fortify Dublin for the future?
The whole market is about 47 million square feet at the moment. In vacant space and square feet, it's about 7.3 million square feet.
Niall Gargan is head of research for JLL Ireland.
One thing we're seeing is there's a lot of people saying quality over quantity at the moment. So the average size deal has actually dropped significantly since the pre-pandemic levels. I think it's about 50% smaller than what it was beforehand. We've actually looked at the whole Dublin stock and we regraded it sometime last August, September. There's a lot of 2030 targets and there's the environmental, social and governance agenda, better known as ESG. So we're looking at the likes of sustainability, how accessible is it and all that. So when we regraded stock, we realised that nearly 61% of the office market as it stands right now will become functionally obsolete by 2030. If they're not upgraded or if work is not done to them, they will struggle to find tenants on the market by 2030.
Some may be retrofit and brought up to grade A standards, but what can or should be done with the rest of these vacant and disused properties?
Empty spaces are not good for anyone. They're not good for business, they're not good for tourism, and they're certainly not good for the arts.
Joe Mangan is the director of the Performance Corporation. Joe believes vacant offices would make ideal studios for artists, useful rehearsal spaces, and more.
My company, the Performance Corporation, have done it. We did it in Kilkenny for the Arts Festival a number of years ago. There was a big old office block that hadn't been activated, actually. It was still just a concrete shell. And we were able, as part of the festival, to go in to create performances on three different levels and bring people through an extraordinary temporary experience. I'm pretty sure that building got sold immediately afterwards as a direct result of our intervention. Tourists do not come to Ireland for the weather, and this is probably the first time we've been able to be even outdoors in months. They come because of the culture, and if we continued to chip away at it and not incentivize developers and owners of property to give it over to arts organizations, even temporarily, then we're going to kill the goose that laid the golden egg.
Dublin's a beautiful city, and if you can have a farm in the middle of it, it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Brian O'Reilly is a vertical farmer at Emerald Greens in County Tipperary.
It's happening already. Over in Asia, many of the big cities, they're doing it. In old buildings, old disused offices, they're growing produce. Vertical farming is controlled environmental agriculture. You're controlling the water. So we're using 90% less water, less seed, nutrients is targeted. And where's your air miles? You don't have air miles. You can only grow basil in Ireland for about 3 months of the year. And then after that, you're importing it in. Whereas I grow basil 365 days of the year. And that's where the big win is for everybody.
Art studios and urban farms would make creative use of our vacant office buildings. But with the housing crisis a seemingly permanent issue in the capital, could some of these be turned into much needed accommodation for the city?
My two older daughters are both in university, and a lot of their friends have been commuting from Carlow on a daily basis because they can't afford to get accommodation in Dublin. If you can give them an alternative, they can live in Dublin and they can retrofit these out like warehouses like they have in New York. It could be a fantastic place for students to live in.
Tom Phillips is the managing director of Tom Phillips and Associates.
Well, one thing that I think is a shame is that a number of years ago the government outlawed co-living, and I think that would work very, very well with the conversion of office blocks. And if you can take people out of a house that might have been designed for a family, there might be five or six workers living in the house together. It's not a bespoke for that situation. That's much, much better.
Some offices have already been repurposed as co-living spaces, like an old TU Dublin building in Rathmines. Aoife and Ger give me a tour of the newly opened property.
Okay, so where have you brought me to now?
So we are standing in one of our communal lounges here in Rathmines House. What used to be an old 1980s office block, the building became disused. This particular building, location is key. We're right here in Rathmines, very easy access to the city centre, but you have a whole neighbourhood of wonder facilities right on our doorstep. For us, what we tried to do was reimagine and repurpose one of the old buildings here in the city. This building was nominated for a repurposing and redevelopment award recently at the National Property Awards, but it's not just here. There's many buildings all across the city with a little imagination can be brought back in and form part of the housing market.
Yeah, plenty of options. Whether any of them will be actioned is the key question. Sarah Madden reporting there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.